Yo, hey guys, it's great to be back here again on Let's Talk. My name is Alex and it's great to have you here with me. Today I'm just gonna have fun, you know, talk to you, let's talk. Welcome to Let's Talk once again, and it's great to have you. Today I'm alone in the studio. All my friends have all left me. Well, it's still gonna happen, you know. So today, ranging from last time we talked, today I just want to discuss and talk about a very interesting topic. And it's just like a question. And the question is, how do you measure a good life? How do you say someone is living a good life? Or let's put it like this, what does it mean to live a good life? I know many of us keep wondering, but the question really is, what does it mean to live a good life? What does it mean to live a better life? We are living a good life currently. What does it mean to live better? What does it mean to live above the current state that we are living right now? What does it mean to you when you say somebody's life is better, or I'm living a better life, or my life has gotten better, or the things I've been doing, I'm no more doing them again? What does it mean to live a better life? Is it when you have money? Is it when you're healthy? Or is it when you're living larger than others? So the true question is, what then does it mean to live a better life? What does it mean to live a good life? What does it mean to live a better life? Is it money? Now let's go with money. Money is good, you know. Money is good. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. Money is good, you know. The Holy Book says that money answers all things, you know. And we know, even when they tell us that money does not buy happiness, but does poverty buy happiness? No. So money definitely is good. You need money to do a lot of things, to get your bills settled, to get travel, to get to pay your fees, to get to pay your children's flight, to get to travel around the world, go on that vacation, go on that vacation, to see things, to buy things, wear good clothes. We need money. So money is actually a very good legal tender that is used all around the world. Everybody needs money. Everybody, the race that everybody is running actually majorly for money. The pursuit, the excellence, the purpose, the life, the plan, everything you are planning to do in life still boils down to the fact that you need some money. Now, is it when you have money that you live a better life? I'm going to leave you to answer that question. Is it when you have money that you are living a better life? Because yes, money can actually lift you to a standard of where you were before to actually a new level. When you move from one stage to a new and better stage than you were before. So we can say, oh, this person is living larger. This person is living better. He has money. Now, another question. What of people that have money and are not healthy now? Go to health now. Now, some people say health is wealth. That means the money that you have cannot be acquired, cannot be equated to wealth. So money is made from wealth. Wealth is money plus value. Money is just money alone. Anyway, you understand that. So wealth, some people say, the doctors now, the people in the medical field will tell you health is wealth. That means even though you have a lot of money, if you are not healthy, you are poor. Because the poorest man in the world is a man that has only money. Because when you have money and you're not healthy, you spend all of that hard-earned money that you've made on your health. That means you must also take care of your health very well. For those of you guys that don't rest, that don't find time to sleep, that don't eat or that don't exercise, you need to do all of that to keep a good health. One, do things regularly. Keep a good hygiene. I'm going to talk about hygiene another day. Keep a good hygiene. Guys and girls, keep a good hygiene. Men and women, keep a good hygiene. You must keep a very good hygiene. You must go to the gym. Hygiene. Ah, that's some right. You know, go to the gym regularly. It doesn't have to be a gym registered, so to say. You can start a gym in your house. You can start a gym in your street. You can start a gym with a few friends. All you just need to do is stay healthy. A jog is a form of exercise. Taking 30 minutes walk every morning and every evening is a form of exercise. Anything that you do, as long as you're exercising your body, making sure that you're not lagging too much, is an exercise. Please make sure you exercise. Drink a lot of water. Save your kidneys. Save your liver. Drink a lot of water. Avoid toxic substances like smoking and drinking of alcohol, this can damage your liver. It's called liver cirrhosis. That is the rupture of the liver. Ensure that you avoid toxic substances that can damage your system. Ensure that you are living healthy. Exercise regularly. Eat on time. Take a lot of water. Take exercises. Take a break when you need to. Rest when you need to, so you can have a perfect health. And anytime you feel unwell, please consult a doctor. Make sure you don't do any self-medication by yourself, so you don't affect your health. So now, health is wealth. So when you are healthy, you are regarded as a wealthy person, because there are a lot of people that have money, but they are not wealthy because the health has taken a toll on their money, and they have to go back to spend all of that money treating themselves, traveling abroad, going to well many countries just to be fine. Now, so what then does it mean to live a better life? Someone that is healthy or someone that has money? Now, the third question I asked was, is it when you live larger? That's, for example, a lot of people now want to jackpa, because sakpa, is it sakpa or sakpa, whatever, sakpa, sounds like a sakpa. Okay, no, sakpa, that's like suffering, is choking a lot of people. If they choke, like who they breathe, currently, like everywhere is just messed up currently in Nigeria, and a lot of people just want to get out of this country, go live a better life, go to other countries well developed. And we try to see, there was a trend recently about when I left Nigeria and I am now, you see people transition from very not look so good looking people to very amazing set of people. So now the question is it when we leave Nigeria that we say you are living a better life, or is it when you have money? So what then does it mean to, you know, live a better life? Is it when you change your standard of living? For example, I'm using traveling abroad as an example. Is it when you travel abroad that say, oh, this person is living a better life? So what then? Is it money, influence, power, wealth, health, when somebody is living healthy, or when you jackpa, that's living a better life? So I hope I've been able to pick one or two things today. Till I come your way again, this is Let's Talk. So I want to hear your review. Let me hear your questions. Let me your comments, your anything you want to say at all. So right there in the comment section, please do well to drop your opinions and your questions about this. Till I come your way again, my name is Alex, and this is Let's Talk. Bye.